It's the I Beg to Differ round of 16. The round of 16 has entered day three. Yesterday, Kolade Stephen Afolabi and Ekemini Awesome Usen won their debates, and they joined Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka in next week's quarterfinals. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. Thank you to our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. You already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but they're also going to be getting gift items from obiwizi.com. Our top three finishers will get gift items from obiwizi.com. We're also going to have gifts from RLG Communications for our winners. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha. That's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, desktop computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and tablets. And I have in the studio with me at the moment four gifted debaters. They are about to go head to head with the two winners returning next week for the quarterfinals. So now let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants. Our first debater is our number 17 seed. She is replacing our number 13 seed, Favour Chibugo Udoji, who had to withdraw due to a bereavement. She's a 14-year-old student at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. Kowia Wuraola Salam, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is our number 4 seed. She's 14 years old. She's in SS2. Also at Atanzil School, Sikorodu, Miriam Kabir Maman, good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
The contestants have been told the rules for Lagos. Here the rules are again. Don't forget, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. Now, the contestants will be scored based off of number, quality, and originality of unique points made. Number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points. Number of opponents' points addressed. The strength of your rebuttal of each point. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position if there's a tie. Now, you're going to be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Did you read your email by yourself, Miriam?
Yes.
You seem a bit surprised by the rules I'm reading out.
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Lagos, I hope the rules are clear. And remember, the judge's decision is final. All right. What's your topic? You already know what it is. What is it?
National grid should be decentralized.
That's right. The national grid should be decentralized. Now, let's decide. Let's find out who is going to support and who is going to oppose. I had those ballots with me here, but I think I've managed to lose them somehow. So let's write a fresh one. Maybe the gods are like, oh no, don't write it in their absence. Do it in their presence. So we have oppose and we have support. One person is going to pick which side that they support and the other is going to pick which side they oppose. Whoever picks support always goes first for the first round, for the presentation round. Then whoever picks oppose goes first during the rebuttal round. The rebuttal rounds are my favorite part of I Beg to Differ, of the matches, because it forces the student to think on their feet and it forces them to, come up with positions in the moment that could help them win or could make them lose. So today we're going to see if our debaters in the studio are cut out for rebuttals, if their rebuttal games are fire. So two pieces of paper in my hand right now. Let's shake them and then have Miriam pick. And now we have Kowia pick. Okay, who's supporting and who's opposing?
She's opposed.
All right. Korea is supporting that the national grid should be decentralized, which means that Miriam is opposing that the national grid should be decentralized. All right. Ladies, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time to debate. You'll have 3 minutes to present. And when you are done, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3.
November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
Last the moderator, honorable educator, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do and end it with one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
All right, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We have Kowia Wurola Salam supporting that the national grid should be decentralized. Your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, my unbiased panel of judges, moderator, my worthy opponent, and my very attentive listeners. I am Kowia Salam of Atenziu Schools, and I'm a speaker supporting the motion that says that the national grid should be decentralized. I started by defending the national grid as a system of special wires that transfers electricity directly from the power plant, which is where electricity is produced, to different parts of the country where electricity is needed. Currently in Nigeria, we run on a centralized grid system, which is when the total control of the transmission of power is vested mainly in the federal government. With that, we can easily deduce the definition of that of a centralized, decentralized, that when the state and the local governments have the power to transmit and generate electricity on their own. With over 50 million Nigerians that do not have access to electricity, the government still emphasizes on the fact that a centralized system is still the best way. But I'd like to prove to you, my worthy opponent and panel of judges, that a decentralized system is still the best. The first point I'd like to say is that a decentralized system helps to let the electricity supply reach the grassroots of the country. By the grassroots, I mean those people living in the rural and the urban areas. Most of it are not connected to the national grid. Because a centralized system is a large scale. The government has to produce electricity for everybody living in the state, so it doesn't necessarily reach those people living in the rural areas. But when we have a decentralized, it can assure us that those people living in the rural and the urban areas will be able to get electricity supply. The decentralized system also helps to reduce transmission loss. When transferring electricity from the power plant to the final destination, the national grid records up to a minimum of 3% and a maximum of 15% of electricity loss every month, which is very, very much. But when we have a decentralized system where the electricity is transferred directly from the states to the people, it's going to be easy and it's going to reduce the transmission loss. It is cheaper. It is less expensive. A decentralized system is less expensive in the fact that every state in this country has been blessed with a particular natural resources. For example, the north has been blessed with sun, the south has been blessed with gas, the west has been blessed with water, so they can use those natural resources that they've been blessed with to generate their own source of electricity, which is cheaper than the whole state, than the government exporting or importing different materials to produce electricity for us. Another reason is that it's more diverse. With these different types of ways to produce electricity, it helps us to develop economic and social growth in our country when we can import and export those materials. Another reason is that it helps to lower carbon emission. By carbon emission, I mean that when it is centralized, everybody has to own their generator because light doesn't necessarily meet everybody. And those exhausts from the generators, go up to the atmosphere and cause ozone depletion, and when we have decentralized, it helps to reduce that and also lowers carbon emission. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. She's 14 years old at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu. Kowia Wurola Salam supporting that the national grid should be decentralized. Her opponent is from the same school. Her name is Miriam Kabir Maman. She's 14 years old as well in SS2. And she's our number 4 seed. Miriam, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, my ever-attentive audience. My name is Mariam Kabir Maman, speaking in opposition of the motion that says the national grid should be decentralized. First of all, what is the national grid? National grid is a network of power lines, power stations, and electricity infrastructures that allows electricity to be generated, transmitted, and used across the country. Well, now, what is a centralized national grid? Centralized national grid uses a large-scale large-scale infrastructures from a central power plant to transport electricity from the central part of the country. So now, why should we not adopt a decentralized power grid? First of all, Can I start again? Am I allowed?
Yes, you are.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my co-debater, my ever-attentive audience. My name is Mariam Kabir Maman, a student of Atenzio School, speaking in support of the motion that says national grid, speaking in opposition of the motion that says national grid should be decentralized. First of all, what is the national grid? National grid is a network of infrastructures that allows electricity to be generated, transmitted, and used across the country. Secondly, what is a centralized national grid? Centralized national grid uses a large-scale infrastructures at a central power plant to share electricity through a country. Now, why should we not adopt a decentralized grid? Firstly, high cost and recovery issues. Though the cost of renewables are decreasing, yes, but the cost required, the financial expenditure needed to set up a decentralized plant is still high. This would be a problem in poorer regions if demand is insufficient or recovery is a problem, since electricity from unsubsidized decentralized system tends to have high tariffs. Secondly, skilled manpower. Skilled manpower may be lacking in remote rural areas to maintain and manage this grid. Thirdly, seasonal demand and supply mismatch. For seasonal demand and supply variation has to be taken put to mind when with the setup of this grid. Fourthly, carbon emission. Yes, there will be reduction in carbon emission. But when we make a decentralized grid, there'll still be like more carbon emission. Let's say from each 36 states. Imagine us now putting more and people now not having.
You're not allowed to help each other.
No, she's not helping me. She's telling me to calm down.
You're not allowed to talk to each other.
Oh, you didn't know. Sorry. My time is up, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Well done, Miriam. Good job. If you just tuned in, Lagos, this is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm your moderator. I'm Sandra Ezekosili. We have two young women from Atanzil schools facing each other today. Our number 13 seed, Favour Chibugo Udoji, who had to withdraw due to a bereavement, was replaced by our first debater today, our number 17 seed, 14 years old at Atanzil Schools, Ikorodu, Kowi Awuraola Salam. Our second debater, you just heard her voice, is our number 4 seed. She's a 14-year-old SS2 student, also at Atanzil Schools. Her name is Miriam Kabir Maman, and they have just debated that the national grid should be decentralized. All right, it's time for the rebuttal round. Thank you very much for a fantastic first round to both of you. This time we're going to start with Miriam, the motion opposer. Your 2 minutes start now.
Okay, all protocols duly observed. Your first point was it allows you to reach the ground truth. Okay, that is why we are breaking power lines so that we would be able to reach the rural remote areas also, so that they wouldn't be left out in getting electricity. Reduces transmission loss. Normally, reduces transmission loss. Nigeria's per capita access is at 740. So obviously, we're obviously reaching there. So the transmission through the power lines is obviously going to get there and increases it at the point. It's cheaper. Cheaper. Okay. The states, at this point, the states and local governments have the right to, like, pick out the prices of the their monthly subscriptions and all the prices of the electricity needed. So it wouldn't even be equal if we say that, okay, this state should put this, this state should pick it at gas pipelines. Not everywhere would get gas pipelines. Like now, as you said, the south, they might not even be able to get full gas pipelines due to gas pipeline vandalization, economic materials, or carbon emission. Yes, carbon emission. Carbon emission causes pollution, and we all know that. It depletes the ozone and everything. But if we pick up a centralized grid, it will be more controlled because it's going to be only one at that point in time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job, Miriam. And now let's come to her opponent, Koya. Koya, your 2 minutes start now.
All political zeros. The first point that my opponent said was ISIS. The money used in a centralized system is more than the money used in a decentralized system, because there's this project that the government is currently doing called the Mambila project in Taraba State. It costs like $39 billion to do that. But why can't they share that money to each state or local government for them to, you know, use that money to develop themselves and develop different political, different power plants to generate electricity for those people living in their area. They said skilled power. Skilled manpower. I understand that, yes, those people living in the rural areas and the urban areas may not have enough people to work in those places. But this is what we want as citizens. So I know that as soon as the government decides to do this decentralized, people will get up and say that they want to work. They want to work. They will go and acquire the necessary skills to, you know, work in power plant. They said carbon emission. The carbon emission in centralized is way more than the one in centralized is way more than the one in centralized decentralized, because there is no light in this centralized. So everybody's turning on their generator. Over 50 million people turning on their generators, and that gas is going to the ozone layer. It is more than the one that's going to come out in decentralized. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. You all had a lot of time left. You could have just used your time. But well done to both of you. Thank you for a wonderful debate. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if we have a tie or if we have a clear winner. If we have a tie, they'll switch sides and they'll debate they'll support what they oppose or oppose what they supported, and they'll have 3 minutes to do it. They're going to be scored based on entirely new points they make that their opponent missed, and they'll also be scored for rebuttals to their own original point, they can come up with. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Today, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater, my name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
Last the moderator, 100 badge educators, school debater, viewers, and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bonafide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and the results are in. If you just tuned in, we had Kowia Wuraola Salam, 14 years old, at Tanzil Schools at Atanzil schools, that's in Ikorodu, support that the national grid should be decentralized. Then we had Miriam Kaber Maman, 14 years old, from the same school, opposing that the national grid should be decentralized. Now, of course, Kowia was not supposed to face Miriam, but the person who was supposed to face Miriam pulled out of the competition due to a personal bereavement. Favor Chibugo Dodgy was our 13th seed, and so she's been replaced now by our number 17 seed. Thank you to Favor for auditioning, and congratulations to her for making it into the top 14. And again, our heart goes out to her and her family as they deal with their loss. But now these two have debated and the results are in. In the presentation round, Kowia scored 25, Miriam scored 22. For presentation style, Kowia scored 17, Miriam scored 8. In the rebuttal round, Kowia scored 20, Miriam scored 11. Rebuttal style, Kowia scored 17, Miriam scored 14. I should mention that even though the judges considered disqualifying both of them because they were conversing during the tournament, I will end it by saying that the judges changed their mind on that count and decided instead to deduct points from them. But even with those points deducted, we have the next person returning next week for the quarterfinals, winning with 79-55, Kowia Wurola Salam. Congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
We're going to see you next week. Thursday, you're going to get your debate topic so that you can get ready and come and join us. Miriam, well done. Thank you for taking part. You did so well. And remember that out of over 240 applicants, you were in the top 10%. So chin up, look up. You're doing well, okay? Well done. Congratulations, both of you. You may leave the studio now. We've got goodie bags for you, courtesy Nigeria Info FM. We do hope that you enjoy them. Thank you so much.